our farmers are teaching percentages.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Be what?
Well, did you know that up till 1800, over 80% of the people worked on a farm or in the timber?
I know that. Doing what?
Doing what? Why, raising food and shelter. But it took 80% of the people just to furnish necessities.
I didn't know that. They must have been awful slow.
Well, they had to do everything by hand. They didn't have no equipment.
Well, that reminds me now, Jesse. Miss Sneed left a flat out there to be fixed by hand.
Now we produce more food and stuff than we need with less than 10% of the workforce.
Yeah, I know that.
Why are you telling us this, Jesse? Is this important?
Important? Well, I just thought it was interesting.
And it is, too, Mr. Jesse. It's real interesting.
Which part did you think was most interesting, Leon?
Which part of what?
What Jesse was saying.
What did he say?
Leon.
I merely said that our farmers are producing more food than we need now, and they're a small group. Less than 10% of our workforce. And in 1800, there was over 80% of our workforce.
There was.
Well, what happened to the other 75%?
Other 75%? Well, oh, no. Now, we ain't going to get in another one of them blame percentage arguments.
What's a percentage argument?
It just means he don't know the answer, Leon.
Answer to what?
Well, what happened to the other 75%?
Well, I wondered about that.
Well, I reckon a sizable number of them left the farm to teach percentages in school.
Well, that's good.
You see, Sam and Leon, in 1790, 95% of our population lived on farms or in towns of less than 2,500 people.
In 1790?
Yeah. And by 1970, only 27% still lived there.
Where?
Well, on farms or in towns under 2,500.
Well, what happened to them?
Well, either towns grew bigger or the people moved away to bigger towns or cities.
Why?
Well,
you know, I've been thinking all our trouble started about the time Truman fired MacArthur. But it goes back further, don't it? Way on back there.